Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. My next guests are firefighters Lance Lawhorn and Bo Silty, and they're here to talk to us about life as a firefighter and also the Fireman's Ball coming up and even a visit from Santa. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And nice to have you here. Firefighter's Ball, Lance, when is it?
Saturday, December 15th, this coming Saturday, 8 p.m.
And where is it?
Centennial Hall.
All right. And Gamble and the High Cost of Living will be playing tunes?
Yes, they will.
Oh, that's going to be fun. We'll get back to those details here in a minute. What motivated the Fireman's Ball? What's it a chance to do?
Well, it's, you know, ultimately what we're trying to do is give the community a way to come and hang out with all the firefighters in a fun environment. It's not stressed. There's no bad calls going on. There's no educational component. We're just hanging out and having a good time, which that doesn't happen very often with us in the community. So,
yeah, Bo, as you mentioned, we often meet in times of stress, right?
That's true. I think normally when people interact with the fire department, it could be a bad day. You know, maybe there's someone involved in a traffic collision or someone got injured or sick or even worse, maybe there's a fire at their home or their business, and this is an opportunity to come and have some fun, you know, come and hang out with the firefighters in a positive, upbeat, literally fun environment.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, Lance, you are a full-time firefighter. You're stationed out at Station 3, which is the airport. Is that right?
Correct.
Take us into a day in the life of a firefighter. What's it look like for you?
Well, the morning spent, you know, a lot of times just, you know, going in and doing your – checking the rig for the day, the rig that you're going to be operating for that day. And we spend a good deal of the morning making sure everything's ready to go. We also spend an hour a day doing physical training so that we're physically fit and able to do it. And that's in addition to usually every afternoon. And these are all, you know, we're peppered with calls in between all this. But when we're not on the calls, we're trying to do – fire training, EMS training, you know, during the daytime to try to stay sharp on all the skills that, you know, we need. So, yeah, I'd say the day's filled with, you know, operational readiness, physical fitness, and fire and EMS training are our three main components.
I think a lot of us like our routines at work. You know, we have things that we do and they just happen, you know, throughout the day. But maybe that's not so true for you. Is that stressful, just knowing at any moment, boom, you need to go?
You know, I think it's stressful the first 5 years on the job until you've just, you know, you've gotten so accustomed to it that that's just your life.
Bo, you're a volunteer firefighter. Tell us a little bit about what your days look like and how you participate with the fire department.
Well, CCFR, Capital City Fire and Rescue here in Juneau, is a combination fire department. So that means there are career staff like Lance that are doing shifts at their station. And there is also a fairly large assortment of volunteers. And being a volunteer could be many things. Right now, I've chosen to focus just on the firefighting side of things. Earlier this afternoon, I responded to a call out the road for a CO2 alarm going off and assisted with the career staff there. Just when we were in the lounge here before the show, we were listening to a fire alarm call a few blocks away from here, trying to figure out if there was a fire or not, because honestly, I was going to run out the door. I keep all my gear in my car, ready to go at any time. And that's sort of the main thing of being a volunteer is always ready to respond and help out the community. Could be the middle of the night. You know, many of us have our own jobs and things, but whenever we can, we're listening and ready to respond if the community needs us.
Got it. Lance, what inspired you to become a firefighter in the first place, and how many years have you been doing it?
I'm just about to 16 years on the job, and the inspiration was just trying to find something that was more fulfilling than just the average job. I was always kind of looking for something a little more challenging. And I started out as a paramedic. I went to paramedic school. And once I got that under my belt, really the fire department was the next step. They were the ones that used paramedics. So I became a firefighter through my paramedicine and then, you know, fell in love with it.
Bo, how about you?
Well, I grew up in Seattle, and I'd always had an interest in emergency management, but, you know, it's a very populated place down there. The waiting lists are pretty long for joining fire departments or police departments as volunteers, and so found myself up here in Juneau one day and noticed that the chief of the department had posted on Facebook, "Hey, we're looking for some volunteers." And I said, "Okay, you know, let's take a look at that." And I was impressed by how welcoming and open the department was to bringing me in, onboarding me, and then it coincided with a Firefighter One Academy. So they're like, hey, you want to be a firefighter? Okay, sure. And I was instantly put into Firefighter Academy and did that for about 6 months. And now I've got national certificate as a firefighter. So kind of a rare opportunity, but I'm glad I've taken advantage of it because it's become my number one, you know, moonlighting thing.
Lance, about how many firefighters would you guess there are here in the city?
Well, I believe we have 36 career firefighters, and I think there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 to 70 volunteers, so probably close to 100 total.
And besides events like Saturday night's Fireman's Ball, do you get a chance to hang out or socialize throughout the year?
Not as a whole department. That's pretty rare. It's the once a year awards banquet that we're having just previous to this Firefighters Ball. We do that every December. But yeah, as a whole department, it's pretty much once a year. And then, you know, smaller groups will have their get-togethers throughout the year.
Again, if you're just tuning in, we are talking with Bo Silty and Lance Lawhorn about this Saturday night's Fireman's Ball at Centennial Hall at 8 p.m. Featuring Gamble and the high cost of living. Is there a cost to get in for this event, guys?
Yes, it's $25 a ticket, and the tickets are available at the box office through jahc.org or at all those physical locations listed there.
And I guess that supports the Alaska State Firefighters Association?
Correct.
That's right. Yeah, any proceeds will go to our local, basically the Volunteer Association, and we can use that for all sorts of things. Whatever we want to vote on, training, bringing trainers to town or sending people to fire conferences and things like that. But in the end, it means more qualified, more skilled fire service personnel for the town.
What, if I may ask you guys, looking at everything that's been going on in California with the fires, what are some of your perspectives from here in Alaska? Those look like some pretty devastating, tough fires to fight.
I've been thinking that Southeast Alaska might become a clean air refugee location in the summertime for much of the Pacific Northwest and California. People getting tired of breathing in smoke all summer long might start to realize that the air quality in Juneau is perfect.
And tell us about, you know, from your perspective, some of the challenges those guys and gals might have been facing.
Well, that's a whole different world of firefighting and wildland firefighting. And I've never personally done it, but, you know, from reading, you know, it's a super tough job. They're out there, you know, for many, many hours a day with little sleep and physically exhausted. My hat's off to those guys. It's a tough brand of firefighting.
All right. We've been talking about the Firefighters Ball, which is this Saturday night at 8 at Centennial Hall. Bo, I understand that there's something else going on with Santa, maybe?
Yeah, it is a big weekend for the fire department. So we've been talking about the Firefighters Ball, which is on Saturday night. But on Friday evening, we will be doing the annual, some people call it the Santa Run. I think that sounds more like a 5K, so I like to call it the Santa Parade. So imagine you are at home and you see some lights and sirens going on and you think, oh my gosh, maybe something bad has happened. And then you go to the window or open your door and you start to hear some Christmas music and you look closer and all of a sudden a parade of fire department vehicles cruises on by with Christmas lights and decorations. And you look closer and you see Mr. and Mrs. Claus up there on the fire truck waving and there's helpers walking along handing out candy canes. So it's a really fun event for the community where Santa comes down and hops on the fire apparatus and we cruise through town. And if you'd like to learn more, you can find and follow Capital City Fire and Rescue on Facebook and click on the events tab. And we have a route through downtown coming this Friday evening starting 6 p.m. at the tram. And then Saturday the 22nd, we will have a Mendenhall Valley route as well.
All right. So that's Mr. and Mrs. Claus on fire trucks coming through town.
That's right.
This Friday. Is that right? December 14th is the first one downtown?
Yep. We'll start at 6 p.m. near the tram.
All right. And then there's another one on the 22nd out in the valley. And where do you say for more details, where should we go?
The Capital City Fire and Rescue Facebook page under the events tab.
All right. In the meantime, we can also look at the Firefighters Ball, which is this Saturday at Centennial Hall, 8 p.m. If people want tickets for that, should they get those in advance at the door?
You can if you want, but we know Juneau, and Juneau doesn't buy tickets in advance, so we're fully prepared for a rush at the door. There's plenty of tickets. We're not going to sell this thing out in Centennial Hall, so people can choose how they want.
All right. Lance Lawhorn, that was his voice, and also Bo Silty here on the show talking about the Firefighters Ball and other stuff going on with the fire departments here in Juneau. You guys, thanks for coming on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's it. Just we hope to see everybody out Saturday night.
All right, let's go out with a little gamble in the high cost of living.
Right on.
Take a ride.